Gemara that Tzadik Chesima Beis introduces us to the concept of Tanti Ikr through the prism of Rava's statement. The Braisa had said that there's a distinction between Rava Shela as opposed to other things, and the question is, what's Pshat? So Rava has his interpretation, and through that interpretation, we come to this concept of Tanti Ikr. We discussed last time the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis how to understand Rava's statement. Basically, what emerges after all the dust settles is that there's a major Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, but the status of Tam Ki Iker is, meaning in the Tarovis of Min B'Sheino Mino, things of different type, and there's a transfer of liquid between one and the other, so the transfer of liquid can produce a Tam. A Tam means that you can taste one element in a second. And it's not just that there's a transfer of lach as a transfer of moisture, like you'd have in the tarovis of min b'mino. Min b'mino basically means that everything is the same. It's all basa. Some could be basar shchuta, some could be basar nevela, but it's all basa, so you can't really perceive the transfer of taste. There is some kind of a transfer. There is a transfer of lachos in the tarovis of lach b'lach. But you can't perceive that taste, but in the tarovis of min b'sheno mino, then you can't perceive the taste. So if you can perceive that taste, if it is no simtam, so then there is some kind of an isser over here. If you have shishim, we paskin that it's not going to be no simtam, that the taste is not going to be perceptible, at least in most cases, and then it's going to be mutter. So the question is, tam ki ikr, this situation where you can perceive the taste, where there is no shishim in the heter, can I get the isser, is that an isser derais, or is that an isser derabonim? So Rashi says that tam ki ikr lav derais. He says Rava, it's medayek from Rava. As we discussed a great, great length, he's medayek from Rav and from other places, the tam ki ikr is lav deraisa. It's not an isser deraisa. To violate an isser deraisa of eating isurim, you have to eat mamasho shel isa. Tama umamasho, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, lokan alav, that's an isser deraisa. The time of a lo mamasho ain't lokan alav, that's only an isser derabanan. It's awesome, but it's only an isser derabanan. Tosas disagrees vehemently with Rashi. Tosas claims that tam ki ikr deraisa. Tam ki ikr deraisa. Aye, time of Loma Mosho ain't Lokan Alav. What does that mean? So Tosis offers two different interpretations. He says maybe that's not talking about Min B'Sheino Mino. Maybe that's talking about Min B'Mino. And Min B'Mino Min Atara we know is Batal Berof. It's only a Chumad Rabbanan to require Shishim. Why do you need Shishim Min B'Mino Lach B'Lach? What's the Chumad Rabbanan? Yeah, we discussed this, Sean. Zera Atum Min B'Sheino Mino. The Rosh learned it's a Zera Atum Min B'Sheino Mino. So Tosfos says that min b'mino min atar is b'mino b'ro, midirabbanan, you need shishim, gzeir atu min b'sheino mino. Min b'sheino mino, tam ki ikr daraisa. That's one answer for the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. And then he says, maybe the Gemara of Avodah Zarah really is talking about min b'sheino mino, but it's min b'sheino mino where you don't have a kezayis b'soch chedei achilas pras. You don't have the ratio. It's not enough of a ratio of iser in there. Have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. What is a kedei achilas pras? So we said a full kicker is either 8 beitzim or 6 beitzim. So pras, half a kicker, kusa. Pras, half a kicker is either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. A beitza, the poskim say a beitza is 2 kezayim, according to one mathematical approach. Different shiurim, different ways of looking at the shiurim. But the simple pshat is that a beitz is 2 kezayim. So it turns out kezayis b'chdei achilas pras means a kezayis, right? To eat a kezayis within the amount of time that it would take you to eat, let's say, a minimum of 6 kezayim, right? If the pras is 3 beitzim, and if it's 4, so it's a kezayis within the amount of time it would take to eat 8 kezayim, right? So there's a sheer tziruf. Now, you don't have to eat the kezayis in one gulp. You can eat the kezayis piecemeal. You can eat it slowly. That's the normal way that a person eats. So that's a sheer tzirut to be mitzvah of the whole thing together. The Tosfos says, "Time of lama mashal ain lokin alav." That means if you don't have the ratio of the kezayis of iser b'toch kedei achilas pras, presumably we're talking about that the iser is nimcha. The iser melts into the tarobis. It's not just that you have the meat there on the side, and the meat is putting a tam into the tarobis. Where's the kezayis then? It's just tam. It means that part of the iser melted in. You have a kezayis of iser that melted into the tarobes, and it's melted in a shear, in a ratio that you'll have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But maybe you've had more than a kezayis of iser that's melted in. The tarobes is bigger than three or four beitzim, right? So So you've had a fair amount of the ism that's melted in, but it's melted in the shear. If it's melted in the shear, that you'll have a kazayis with the achilas pras of isis, so then you get malchus for it. That's the raisa. Time of lama masho ain lokin alav means you don't have the right shear. You have tam, but that's not called tam ke'ikr, Tosfos is assuming, according to the second shot. It's not called tam ke'ikr unless you have the proper ratio of the isim within the hefer. And this is the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Questions. The Rosh echoes a similar sentiment. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who also holds Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa. That's really, he's the Baal Tosfos that Tosfos here is quoting, right? Tosfos just says it's Tam. He doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. So that really is the Shita. That's the Baal Tosfos who assumes that Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa. And he explains the Gemara Avodah Zarah. He happens to say the Gemara Avodah Zarah is talking about Min Bimino, the first approach of Tosfos. But this is the basic machlokas. Okay, we'll get to more of the details of the Rosh as time goes on. What's the nafkamina? What does it matter? It's going to be asur anyway. If tam keker the rabbana, tam keker the raisa, it's still going to be asur. So the Rosh at the very end gives you the nafkamina. This is the nafkamina that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach develops this idea. If you have a Gemara, turn to the Rosh with me, please, and look at it together. This is the Rosh in Perek Zayin, Simen Lamed Aleph, at the very end. All right, we saw the other famous Rosh that we saw was Perek Zayin Simen Lamed Zayin. Right, that's the Rosh that says that by Vittel of Tarovas Yavish B'Yavish, the Isser's Nefach Lios Hepe. That's a very famous Rosh. But there's also a famous Rosh. This is Simen Lamed Aleph. Simen Lamed Aleph. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. We'll get to Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Take it slow. But then at the end he says, Hashta Lipsak Rabbeinu Tam. If Nishbach Harota Ve'enu Yodua Em Hayo Boshishim Avisveka Daraisa Vasrinomai Lipsak Rashi Avisveka Darabona Mishari. Dr. Rosh, the Nafkamina is Poshim. Safek. Right? Let's say you have a Taroves of Issa Ve'heter Mimbashen Omino, and then it's Nishbach, it spills. You didn't have a chance to measure in your mind or to measure exactly, right, to see what's there. It's Nishbach. So now it's a suffix whether you had the proper shear or you didn't have the proper shear. So if you take the Rabbeinu Tam's approach, the Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa, then you have to be Machmer. If it's a suffix shishim, by Tarovus and Mimbashen Amino, the Rabbeinu Tam would say that you have to be Machmer. Sveka Daraisa Lachomer. It says the Rosh, according to Rashi, if you use some Tam Ke'ikah Darabanan, Sveka Darabanan Lakula, so then you can be Machmer of Nishbach. Simple nafkamin. Right? You'd say the nafkamina between the raisa and the rabbana normally is suffix. That's the classical nafkamina. But what's the suffix over here? You got the tarovis here, so just measure it. Right? So I guess you could say if you know that issa fell in, you didn't know how much issa fell in, that's a suffix, whether you have shishim or not a shishim. This is a very simple case, very common case, that it's nishba. And therefore now you can't be mishara. So that's a case of suffix. If you assume tam keker the raisa, you have to be machmer. If it's only the rabbana, then you can be maker. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Right, the Shulchan Aruch is mechalik between min b'shein amino as opposed to min b'mino. The beginning of Hilchas Tarovas and Simen Sariches. Shulchan Aruch in Siv Bey says, in the Sarev min b'mino v'nishba v'in yoshen yuchol l'amar olav l'sharo. You have a case of min b'mino. Tarovas is a v'heter, and you can't be mishar because it was nishba. So know the shohaya rubo heter. If you know that there was rope, right? So if you know that there was rope in Atorah, it's bottle. Right? That's what it sounds like. Right? The first thing is you have to know that there was rov heter. So in noda shayirubo heter muta, in lo noda shayirubo heter os. If you don't know that there's rov minak Torah, there's no bit right. There's a suffix daraisi here, so then you have to be machmer. Even by min b'mino, minak Torah min b'mino is but of a rov. The Shulchan Aruch is assuming midrabanan you still need shishim. So if you know that there was rov, you have a suffix shishim, so then you can be makel. Continues the Shulchan Aruch havelim nisarev. It's on page 2 in the packet. Abu Masai b'shein omino v'nishba v'inyan shein yicholim lamar olav l'sharo. You don't know the shayar rubo heter osir. But by min b'shein omino, even if you know that you have rov, if it's nishbach and it's a safek, you have to be machmer sveka d'arais l'chomer. Aye, but you have rov. The answer is minat Torah. By min b'shein omino, you need shishim. That's not a chomer d'rabban. That's what the Shach says. Shach says the Shulchan Aruch obviously is passing like home. The Rabbi Natan. The Tam Ke'ikar is the raisa. So if it's the raisa, that means the raisa by min b'shein omino. If it's the raisa, that means v'na Torah you need shishim. So if you need shishim, then even if you have rov, if you don't know that you had shishim because it was nishbach, then you have to be machmer. But by min b'minos and shishim is only a chumer d'rabbanan. If you know that you had rov, then you don't have to be machmir, you can be maker. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Ke'ikar, the Reis. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes against Rashi. Questions? Okay, so the problem is this. Problem is, let's take a step back now. Okay? Min b'mina. Right? Min b'mina. Midrabonon, there's a chumra that you need shishim. That's what we're assuming. That's what the Rishonim say. So Bishlam, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, everything is great. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Keke Daraisa. So Min b'shem Amina is Daraisa. You know what? Let's chart it on the board so we'll see all the different cases. Okay, remember, there's a chart with four boxes here. Right? We have Yavesh b'Yavesh. And we have Lach b'Lach. We have Min b'Mina. And we have Member Shannon. So Min Bemino Yavesh Biyavesh, we said is Batal Barov. Rab Mahatos, Batal Barov. And we assume till now that everyone would say Batal Barov. Chad Betray, you have Besar Nevela with Besar Shchuta. Rove is Besar Shchuta. So the Besar Nevela is going to be Batal. Yavesh Biyavesh, there's no Belila, it's a Tarovis of Safek. Right, Chaz are over. Nochamo. Right? There's no belila, there's no transfer of moisture. Again, we're not going to call it tam. You can call it tam, but it's not really tam because it's not going to be nirgash anyway. You're not going to be able to sense the tam because it's all basar anyway. But it's not even that, right? There's no transfer of lachas b'chlal. It's just yavish b'yavish. They're sitting there. Sometimes you can have a tarovis of yavish b'yavish even where there is lachas because there are two different tarovis in, right? Let's say you have pieces of meat, okay? And you cooked the pieces of meat in the chalon. You know that one is Isser. You don't know which one is Isser. Right? So there are two tarovas in over here. Right? There's a tarovas of Yavish B'Yavish over here with the pieces of meat. There's a tarovas of Lach B'Lach too. Right? There are multiple tarovas in over here. So if you don't know which one is Isser, then you'd be allowed to eat the pieces of meat. The question is it going to be nosing tam into the other meat? You see, you follow what I'm saying? Right? There are different tarovos over here. The simple case is where it's dry. It's literally dry. There's no transfer of lachas at all. Min b'mina is batal b'rov. And then we have the other extreme. Min b'sheino mino. So we said, tzarech shishim. Right? Batal. Batal b'shishim, right? That's what we said. Min b'shein amino, lach b'lach is batal b'shishim. What kind of a din is that? Right? We said everyone agrees to this, right? Everyone agrees that min b'mino is batal b'rov, and everyone agrees that lach b'lach min b'shein amino is batal b'shishim. What kind of din is that? Now we know it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says min haTorah batal b'rov. Neder abana tzarech shishim. Right? Keep on adding to the chart. We're embellishing the chart, adding to the chart. And Tosfos, right? Rabbeinu Tam, he says, no, min haTorah tzarech shishim. Tam ke'ikar daraisa. Okay? Is that requirement of shishim, is that a din d'araisa, or is that a din d'rabban? What's the din of min b'min alach alach? What's the din of min b'min alach alach? Does everyone agree to that? Is that a machlokes rishonim? Trick question. What's the din of min b'min alach alach? Come on. Hurry. Say more. No, you're talking shishim. I'm talking before shishim, right? Min b'mino lach b'lach. Come on, remember. Mori. Cholkes Rav Yehuda Chachamim. Exactly. Oh. Rav Yehuda says min b'mino lach b'lach. It's b'mashu. It's low bottom.
And the Chachamim say, min HaTorah, it's batal b'rov. Midrabbanan, tzarach shishim. Exactly. Midrabbanan, tzarach shishim. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no discussion of shishim over here. There's no bittul b'chla. Not rov, not shishim, nothing. It's b'mashu. The Chachamim say, min HaTorah, it's batal b'rov. But midrabbanan, it's still need shishim. Still need shishim. Why does it need shishim? So comes the rush and says it needs shishim gzeira otu min b'she'eno mino lach balach. The box right below. Huh? This is all lach balach. Min b'she'eno mino lach balach need shishim in HaTorah. Comes the rush and says, right, the rush paskins like the Rabbi Nutam, Nichisha Minat Torah. She says, great, lach balach, min b'mino, even if Minat Torah is batal b'rov, paskins like the Chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda, Yochid b'Rab Malacha k'Rabim, midrabbanan, it's still Nichisha. Why? Gzeira, atu the box below, gzeira atu lach balach, min b'shenim, it's a perfect gzeira, right? One is a daraisa, shishim is a daraisa, by min b'shenimino, it's a drabbanan, by lach balach, gzeira atu min b'shenimino. The question is, Hanicha Ladas HaTaisis. You see, now that you have the chart, you see the Kasha Germany, don't you know? You see the Kasha coming. It's pretty obvious. It's coming out of the back pocket. It's right here. Kasha's right here in front of you. Notice, I put a 1 over here, because there must be another Sheikah coming, right? Bishlam, according to Taisis, if you say, Pamkeka Daraisa, Minatori, and each Shisha, by the Mishan, you know. So then I see that you can make a gzeira to require shisha min b'mino lach balach. If you hold like Rashi, that even min b'sheino mino, the requirement for shishim is only midrabbanan. So how can you say that the chachamim would hold that you need shishim lach balach min b'mino? What's the problem? That's docha. A gzeira l'gzeira, Daniel, exactly. It's a gzeira l'gzeira. What's going on? Now, Be'emes, this is not really such a kasha against Rashi. Because maybe Rashi holds taka that the Chachamim would claim that Rabbanan is batal b'rov. Maybe there is no requirement for shishim. No requirement for shishim. I don't understand. What? Who does Rashi paskin like? He doesn't paskin like the Chachamim, remember. I told you, we're going to get to this Rashi. Rashi on Daf Kuftes paskin like whom? Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi is not really beholden to this discussion. He might deny that. He might say that the Chachamim hold that you don't require shishim at all because it's gzera l'gzera. There's nothing to discuss. But Rov Rishon and Paskin like the Chachamim, and they claim that you need shishim min b'mino lach balach. Like whom? Who's the other Tam Ke'ikad Rabbanan man that we mentioned yesterday? Lo Shema. Rambam. The Rambam, of course. Rambam holds that Tam Ke'ikad Rabbanan. We didn't read the Rambam inside. That's why it's not close. You gotta read it inside. Rambam holds that min b'mino, excuse me, that tam ke'ikad rabbanan. Right? Dover osa shenis arev b'dover mutter min b'shen amino b'nosin tam. B'nosin tam, right? The Rambam holds tam ke'ikad. Hilchas macholas asur is perek tes vavalach ha'alef. What does that mean? Heitzad chaylev hakloyos shenafel letoch hagrisen v'nimoach hakol the chaylev hakloyos, which is osir chaylev on top of the kidneys, right? The chaylev that falls into grits. I don't know what grits are, but it's something. It's a food. V'nimoach hakol, everything gets mixed in. To tominus hagrisen, you taste the grisen. Im lo nimtzu b'hen tam chol of harei l'mutarin. T'mutah. Im nimtzu b'hen tam chol. Tam nacholav chaylev. Im lo nimtza ben tam chaylev harei lemutar. Im nimtza ben tam chaylev v'hoya b'hen mamasho harei elu asurin min haTorah. Nimtza ben time of v'hoya b'hen mamasho harei elu asurin midivrei sofrim. Says the Rambam beferish time of v'hoya mamasho midivrei sofrim. What does that mean? Time of v'hoya mamasho. So he tells you, kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Right. If you don't have the right shiurim, then it's only midrabban. The Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz say the Rambam holds like Rashi. Rambam holds like Rashi
that tam ke ikad rabbanon nimtzu ben time of loya ben amasha was midivrei sofrim. V'cheinim nim lohay betarubis kazayis bechol shalosh beishim alo v'shiyesh ben tam chela ve'ochal kol akedera en alok el amakas mardis. The problem is, according to the Rambam, how do we understand this din? The Rambam in the next halacha, the Rambam in halacha Dalet writes as follows: Nofal chaylev kloyos lechaylev ha'alya v'nimar hakol. Right, the chaylev of the alya, that's the tail, that's kosher apparently. So there's chaylev that's non-kosher, chaylev that's kosher. So if the chaylev of the alya, he says, is kishnayim kechaylev hakloyos hare hakol mutar min haTorah. This is min b'mino, chaylev v'chaylev. It says, min haTorah it's batal b'rov. But midivrei sofrim, it's osur until it has a stronger bittel. And what's the stronger bittel? He says, v'kami yisar v'davar ha'osur v'yavar v'otzim mi'uto, kishishin as tovar ha'chamim. Yesh davar shashiro b'shishim, yesh shashiro b'meyav, yesh shashiro b'masayim. Sometimes Chazal give a chumra of shishim, sometimes meyav, sometimes masayim. But the minimum is shishim. The Rambam just told you, by min b'mino, you have chaylev and chaylev. Chaylev and chaylev. B'sar nevela, b'sar shchuta. Right? You need shishim. So the Rambam paskins that lach b'lach min b'mino requires shishim. And yet the Rambam holds, the way that the Achronim interpret the Rambam holds the tam keikah d'rabbanan. So how could that be? It's exer l'exer. Taka kasha. The pellet. What's the answer? The answer must be that the Rambam holds the reason why you need shishim, lach b'lach min b'mino, is not like the Rush. It's not because of exer to min b'shen amino. It can't be. Because that's exer l'exer. The Rambam must hold there's a different reason why the Chachamim were machmir to require shishim. What's that reason? So we've had something similar to this before. It's not a gzeira atum in b'shen amino. It's that the Chachamim are afraid that you're not going to have the right shear. What's the shear for bittel? What should be the shear for bittel on the raisa level? Lach b'lach min b'mino. What's the shear? Rov. But maybe you won't have rov. Maybe you won't have rov. Maybe you won't be careful to be mishar rov. You'll think there's a tarobis. You'll think there's rov. You won't be careful. It's not a gzeira atum in b'shen amino. It's that we're afraid that you won't have the right shear bittel. Remember, we had this before. Right? We said it is the din of ein mevatlin iselach atchilas that a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. If it's only a din derabbanan, well, what's the reason for that? Well, Chazal say you can't be mevatlin iser. Why not? If you're mevatlin iser, it's mutter. So one of the reasons we gave is that no, Chazal, we're afraid you're not going to have the right shear. If you're mevatlin the iselach atchilas and it taka is a bittel, then it's great. But the problem is you might not do it right. He might not have a shear. Similarly, the Rambam over here says the whole problem, the chumrah to require shishim, lach b'lach min b'mino, is because we're afraid you're not going to have the shear. So we have to make sure that you have a super shear. The Rambam says shishim. Why shishim? Because shishim is way more than rov. Rov is 2-1. Shishim is 60-1. It's way more. Where do you get shishim from? Pick, I don't know, 20, 25, 40. Because you need shishim anyway. Right? We have this concept of shishim by min b'shein omino, right? We have this concept of shishim. So Chazal say that's the minimum jump, right? After rov, if you're afraid that you're not going to have a shear, we say go for shishim. Is there really a relationship between min b'mino and min b'shein omino? There's no reason to make a gzeira there, but the point is Chazal don't want you to suffice with the rov because they're afraid you're not going to have the right shear. So they say jump it up, push it up to the next level. What's the next level? Shishim. It's not a gzeira, it's just we want to make sure that you're going to have the right shear. The Sefer Badei HaShulchan is medayik in Hilchos Masa B'Cholov. He's medayik from the Rambam. But that's mamash what the Rambam says. What does the Rambam say? In Hilchos Macholos Asuras Yeperek Tesvav Halacha Dalet. He says, by the Chaylev Kloyos and the Chaylev Alya, he says, Mitevei Sofrim HaKol Osir, Ad Sheye Ovei Dover HaOsir, Me'otzem Mi'uto V'lo Yia Dover Choshev She'eino Omedes. What do you have to do to make it the mutter? You need shishim. That's what he's going to describe. But how does the Rambam explain this? He says, what's the goal? He doesn't mention anything about exera. He says, midrabbanan, it's usur achi ave davar ha'usur me'utsu me'uto, until the davar ha'usur is nevad. It's like it doesn't exist because it's so small. What do you say? It has to be so small. Why does it have to be so small? So if it's a gzera to mimishen, so just say it. Say it. Mimishen omino is an iser ta. So Chazal made a gzera. Gozru Chazal. He doesn't say that. He says you have to get rid of it until it's never me'otzim mi'udu. It's so small that it doesn't exist. What's the idea? So perhaps that's what the Rambam is saying. That even though Minat Torah is talking about the Berubah, we're afraid you're not going to have the shir. So Chazal say, have a bigger shir. Have a bigger shear so that it's so small that we're not afraid that you're going to make the mistake and not have rove. This is the Rambam's approach. Because the Rambam holds Tam Ke'ikr D'Rabbana. So he can't say that it's a Gzeira Atu Mimishayin Amino. So the Rambam will say that by Lach B'Lach Min B'Mino, you need Shishim. How should we put this? Kedei sheyehe barur sheyeh shir bittel. The real shir bittel is rove. But we're afraid you might not have rove. So Chazal say, bump it up. Bump it up. Have shishim. Then we're sure. Then it's this is going to be so small, we're sure that you'll have a shir bittel. So someone has suggested this could explain another Rambam. Which other Rambam? The same Rambam. If you look at Halacha Dalit, what is the Rambam? He quotes two cases of min b'mino. Two cases. Nafal chelev kloyos lechelev ha'al yevanim ha'kol. What kind of a terubus is that? The chelev alya with the chelev kloyos nimoach ha'kol. What does that sound like to you? Nimoach ha'kol. It's one big loop. What? Min b'mino. What kind of terubus? Nimach lach b'lach, right? Nimach hakol. Everything becomes one unit, right? Afilu chatichas nevelo shenes arva b'shtei chatichas shol shchuta hakol mutter min haTorah. Then he gives you another case. Chatichas nevelo with chatichas of shchuta. Min haTorah it's mutter. Both the chela klois and the chela valya and the chatichas nevelo with the chatichas shchuta. What's the chatichas nevel chatichas shchuta? What kind of a terubus is that? That's also in b'mino, b'baser. But what kind of a terubus is that? Is that lach b'lach? That doesn't sound like that. He doesn't say nimach hakol. The boss is not nimach. It's all there. You just said b'sar shchuta, b'sar nevel. What kind of terubus is that, Yosef? It's yavish v'yavish. So the Rambam talks about both lach b'lach and yavish v'yavish. What does he say? Min haTorah it's batal b'rov. Me divrei sofrim. You need to be ma'abed, the iser, me'otsa, me'uto, you need a bigger shear. What's the bigger shear? Halacha hey, shishim. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam just told us. Did you notice what the Rambam just said? It's a lot of Rambam. It's the first five halachas. So, yeah, there's a lot to read, but you got to digest it. Take every case. The Rambam just told you that the need for shishim by min b'mino is not only by lach b'lach, but yavish b'yavish too. Did you hear that? Yavish b'yavish. This is the first we've heard of this. I keep on telling you, min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, spot the barov. That's it. Acher rab lahatos, spot the barov. There's no, forget shishim. There's no shishim. Shishim we start, min b'shen omina. Min b'mino, there's no din of shishim. Comes the Rambam. It says, no, there's a din of shishim even by min b'mino, yavish b'yavish. That's what he says. And that means he's not the only one. The Ran, on Daf Kuf, remember Daf Kuf that we had? The Libotel Beruba, Bagir Anoshe, Libotel Beruba, Chaticha Haru'i, Lizgabe, Beria, right? The Kasha, the Gnarz, the Libotel Beruba, Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino is Botel Berov. So the Ravid, the Ran quotes a Ravid who says, Libotel Beruba doesn't mean Libotel Beruba. Libotel Beruba doesn't mean Rov. It means Libotel Berivia. You need a lot. If you have shishim, it should be bata. From the Mishnah, it sounds like the Gid Anoshe, if you don't know which one it is, it's b'mashu. The chatichas nevel, the chatichas damtam is b'mashu. The shayla, the gemara is not it should be bata, bro. It means it should be bata. It shouldn't be b'mashu. Bata? But it's rov, no? No, the raven holds you need shishim. Even by yavish b'yavish mit b'mino. Just like the Rambam. Why?
Why should they require shishim? The Rambam, right? Rov Rishonim would say that min b'mino, yavesh b'yavesh is batal b'rov, and afilu midrabanan lo tzarech shishim. The Rambam and the Ravid hold midrabanan tzarech shishim.
Why?
Why should you need shishim? Bishlam alach belach min b'mino. You need shishim. Gzeira to min b'shein amino. But yavish b'yavish min b'mino, that's a gzeira l'gzeira. What, you're being gozer? Yavish b'yavish atu lach belach. Lach belach min b'mino atu min b'shein amino. That's a gzeira l'gzeira. Why should you need shishim midrabanan by yavish b'yavish min b'mino? The answer is the Rambam is not working with gzeira approaches. If the Rambam were working with the gzeira approach, even lach belach min b'mino would be a pelin. Why would he need shishim there either? It's a gzeira l'gzeira. Because he holds tam ke'ikah d'rabbanan. The Rambam's not working with the gzeira approach. The Rambam says the reason why midrabbanan you need shishim in these tarobas and min b'mino is because Chazal were afraid you're not going to have the shirov. That's all. Chazal were afraid you're not going to have the shirov. You know, rov is enough, but maybe you won't have rov. So Chazal say bump it up. Bump it up to the next year. So if that's the yisod, that we're afraid you're not going to have rov, bump it up to the next year, it's not exera, so then maishna lach balach yavish b'yavish, the same problem, right? We're afraid that you're not going to have rov. So Chazal requires shishim, not only by lach balach, but by yavish b'yavish as well. Bump it up to the next year, because we're always afraid that you're not going to have rov. We're afraid you're not going to be mishar properly. So there's no difference between lach balach yavish b'yavish. That's why the Rambam has this incredible chiddush against rov rishonim, that even by yavish b'yavish, mimimino, you need shishim midrabanan. To make sure that you'll have the rov. To make sure that you'll have the rov. Make sure that you'll have a shia bittel. It's not a gzera. If it would be a gzera, we wouldn't even understand his shita by min b'min alav alach. It's gzera l'gzera. Because I'm kicking the rabbanon. But the Rambam's not working with the gzera approach. He's saying that you need shishim to make sure that you have a shia bittel. If that's the yisod, then that can apply both by lach alach and by yavish b'yavish. That's why the Rambam mentions both of them in the halach. This is okay. We didn't never really filled in min b'shein amino yavish. See, min b'shein amino yavish b'yavish is a very strange case. Okay, think about it. Does that really happen? It's a very strange case. Sorry?
You can see it.
You can see it, right? Right. You're talking about yavish b'yavish. Everything is dry. So what tarovas of Suffolk do you have over here? It's a mud in the case, right? So the shulchan, the poskim and the shach, the poskim and the shulchan are work at it. Right, they work at it that way. That either we're talking about things that are very small, might have been ground up, they're very small, like, pieces of flowery type of things, you know? Like, it's ground up very small pieces, so you can't really see, you can't see it so clearly. That's one pshat that they give. There are other pshat that they give. But there has to be some kind of a case where you can't identify. The Isser can't be Nicker. If the Isser is Nicker, so then obviously it's not going to be bottled. There's nothing to talk about. But if the Isser is a Nicker, so they say that min b'shein amino, yavish b'yavish, min ha-Torah, is bottled because there is no time yavish b'yavish. Midrabanan, it'll need shishim. Midrabanan, it'll need shishim. For one of these two reasons. Right? Either it's a direct zera, otu lach b'lach min b'shein amino, or like the Rambam, that we're afraid you're not going to have a shear of rov, so you need shishim. It's going to be the same aloch. I just don't want to fill in the box because I don't want to add if we don't need to. Right? That's a simple box. It's like no chidush in there. These other boxes, they're a lot there. Yeah, question.
Can this be like a salad where you don't really know what's in it?
But what's the is? You have, let's say, tomatoes of Orla, so you can't see the tomatoes.
Well, if there's like a lot of stuff going on, and like maybe like it's very colorful and like.
Right. So one pshat the shach has, he doesn't mention colorful, but one pshat that the shach has is that he says if there are a lot of different things and you don't realize which one is iser and which one is had there, so that also could be like a type of tarobus. You're not sure which one is iser and which one is had. You know that there's Isser and Heter in there, but you don't know which one it is, so somehow that can make it into
Atarovis as well. So I'm not so clear exactly what he's referring to. But that's another pshat the Shach has. Okay. Let's move now to try to understand the nature of the din of Tam Ke'ek. Okay, now that we've discussed Tam Ke'ek, the Rabbanan, the Raisa, the different shitas, what the Nafkaminas are, we've understood the din the Rabbanan of Lach B'Lach Shishim, right? The requirement for Shishim, Lach B'Lach Min B'Mino, Rosh and the Rambam. Now let's try to take a step back and analyze what the nature of this din of Tam Ke'ek is all about. So the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says the same as Tosfos, but who adds major words over here. Major lamdash words. Let's see this Russian song. Hirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Ke'ekem Min B'Shein Amino Darais. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam holds Min B'Shein Amino Darais, like Tosfos. And you skip down, he says, and according to the Rabbeinu Tam, time of Olamah Moshe, and Lokan Alav, Mayri B'min B'mino. Okay, he gives the Pshat of Tosfos. Great. But adds the Rosh, not only does the Rabbeinu Tam hold Tam Ke'ek D'Oraisa, he explains like this. The Kevan Shenosan Ha'Isser Tam Behefer, Nefach Kulo Lios Isser, V'Lokan Olav B'Kizayis Ke'ilu Habakulo Isser. Underline. That is quite a statement. Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Ke'ikah D'Oraisa. Vos meintas. What does that mean, Tam Ke'ikah D'Oraisa? It's Osir. If it was Nosin Tam, it's Osir. So now this Taroves has this Isser inside of it. It has a Blias Isser inside of it. No. Zokter Rabbeinu Tam much more than that. What does Tam Ke'ikah D'Oraisa mean? It means that Nefach Kulo Lios Isser. Kevan Shenosan Ha'Isser Tam Behetha. Nefach kulo lios iser v'lokan olav b'kizayis ke'ilu havakulo iser. He says tam ke'ika means that if you have a tam nirgash, a tam of iser that's perceptible in the heter, meaning you don't have shishim in the heter connected to iser, so the iser is no sin time in the heter is nefach kulo lios iser. It's transformed into iser. This is like the mirror image of whom? It's a mirror image of what? The rush. Of the rush, right? The rush says, Bittel Berov, the Bittel Daraisa Berov, is that the Isser is Nefach Lios Heter. Comes the Rabbeinu Tam, it says, Tam Ke'ik is Punkt Fakir. Tam Ke'ik is that the Heter is Nefach Lios Isser. Bittel Berov is where I have more Heter than Isser. So comes the rush and says, if I have more Heter than Isser, the Isser is Nefach Lios Heter. Comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, if I don't have, I still have more Heter than Isser over here. I have Rov, but Rov is not enough. I might not have Rov, but I could have Rov, but Rov is not enough over here. I need Shishim. Without Shishim, Dr. Ben Utam, the Heter is Nefach Lios Isser. The Heter is Nefach Lios Isser. It's not just that the Heter is awesome. The Heter is Isser. Yeah, it's not just that the Nesinas Tam Ho Isser Asser is the Heter. Now that you can perceive the taste of the Isser and the Heter, so now the Heter is awesome. No, the Heter becomes Isser. It's Nefach Lios Isser. L'mayin of Kamina. It's still awesome. It's also either way, whether it's Nefach Lios Isser, not Nefach Lios Isser. What's enough Kamina? He says it. What's enough Kamina? How much of the Tarovas do you have to eat to get Malkus? Kizayis. Kizayis of what? Kizayis from the Tarovas. Not Kizayis of Isser. Right? Let's say the Isser is Nimcha, right? The Isser melts into the Tarovas. So you, do you have to eat a Kizayis of the Isser in the Tarovas? No. The Kizayis from the Tarovas, that's enough. Kizayis, you haven't eaten Isser. You have eaten Isser because they had to turn into Isser. So you ate a Kizayis of Isser. Even if you didn't eat a Kizayis of the Isser, you ate a Kizayis of the Isser. That's right. Even if you didn't eat a Kizayis of real Isser that was Nimcha, you ate a Kizayis of Halachic Isser because they had to was Nefach Lios Isser. Steve.
So see, reading the Gemara, He doesn't need to.
The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't need to say that there's mamoshes in the Tarovas. He holds that if there's an asinas tam of the Isser into the Heter, then the Heter becomes Isser. So now, as long as I eat a kazayas of the Tarovas, I can get Malkus. Right? I can get Malkus for that even without any mamoshes of the Isser.
So how does he read the Gemara in Bozar?
Min B'mino! Right? Yeah. Right? Min B'mino, min HaTorah is batel b'rov. Shishim is a chumah derabbanan.
So as long as I have rov, you're not going to get malchus for that. That's mamish what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Okay? It's coming together. I see a light bulb on top of your head. Take that away. LED, man. Yeah? Isser is nefach lios. The heter is nefach lios is. Heter is nefach lios is. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Comes the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen and he adds another prat. Rush quotes the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen also assumes the Tam Keikah Daraisa, but he has a little bit of a different twist. And we've actually met the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. We just didn't. He never introduced himself to us. We didn't meet him by name, but now we meet him by name. You'll see what I mean. We've met the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. We've met his shita before, but we just haven't met him by name. So now we have to make a shalom aleichem. Rabbeinu Chaim Zalpirish, the Irish Shabbat of Mimba Shelamino. He says, you know, the Gemara Avodah Zarah doesn't have to be talking about Mimba Mino. Now Stevie knows the Gemara Avodah Zarah is talking about Mimba Mino, but the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says it doesn't have to be talking about Mimba Mino. It could be talking about Mimba Shelamino. I time of Vulam Amosho ain't lokin alov tam tekeh daraisa. The time of Mamasha Kari Kishiyesh Kazayas Bilechi Las Pras, the Oz Havi Kamo Mamasha Shalisa. Taima Uma Mosho, Lokan Alav, that's talking about that you have Kazayas Bilechi Las Pras. That's like Mamasha Shalisa. Kevin the Yesh Kokach Mena Issa Shabasoch Achilas Pras, Ochel Kazayas, Nasa Kolo Issa. Did you hear that? Kevin the Yesh Kokach Mena Issa Shabasoch Achilas Pras, Ochel Kazayas, Nasa kolo issa. Meaning, you have enough in this tarovis that within let's say six kezaisim, right? Three beitzim, six kezaisim or eight kezaisim, you have a kezais of issa. Dr. Ben Chaim Cohen, if you have enough issa in here, right? Let's say it was melted in. He's assuming that it's melted in. The issa was melted in. You have enough issa in there so that you will have a kezais of issa tov kedei achilas pras within six beitzim or eight beitzim. So then what? Kevin the Yesh Kol Kach Mena Issa Shevesoch Achilas Pras Ocha Kezayis Nasa Kulo Issa. It all becomes Asa. That's Taimo Uma Masho. V'ha Ocha Mimeno Kezayis Loka. If you eat a Kezayis, you will get Malchus. Does the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen hold that you have to eat a Kedei Achilas Pras? No. He says that if in the Tarovis you have a Kezayis of Issa Vesoch Kedei Achilas Pras, meaning, if you have a kezayis of iser within six kezayisim, meaning every six kezayisim is a kezayis of iser, every eight kezayisim, whatever the shear is, right? Six kezayisim, eight kezayisim, right? If every six kezayisim you have a kezayis of iser, or every eight kezayisim you have a kezayis of iser, the din tam ke'ikar has been chal on this tarovis. And then even if you only eat a kezayis from the tarovis, if you eat a kezayis from the tarovis, you don't eat the pras, you haven't eaten the kezayis of iser. Dr. Ben Chaim Cohen, Yoloka. That's time of Uma Moshe. And time of Loma Moshe means you don't have the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. You don't have Kazayas with Kedei Achilas Pras. The Kazayas is spread out in more than Kedei Achilas Pras. Within 24 Kazayasim, you have a Kazayas of Issa. It's a big Tarovis. And you have a Kazayas of Issa, but it's not within a Kedei Achilas Pras. So that's time of Loma Moshe. Then the din of Tam Kek is not going to be Chal. And then you're not going to get Malchus for it. Where do we see this shita? Where do we see this shita? Rafi? Secondary Tosfos, exactly. Tosfos said it. He didn't quote the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. He didn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam either. He didn't quote anyone. He just said it, right? The first day in Tosfos, the time of Lama Moshe was Mimba Mino, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. And the second day is the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. But they both hold Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa. Not only do they both hold Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa, what else do they both hold? What else do they both hold, Stevie? That the heter is nefach lios issa, Josh. Exactly. They both hold the heter is nefach lios issa. The only difference is, what do you need to activate that din of tam kidek? That din of heter nefach lios issa. What do you need? Rabbeinu Tam says just the nesinas tam. If you have a nesinas tam of issa v'soch heter, you can taste the issa and the heter. Then the din of Tam Ke'ikar is going to be chal. And then even if you only eat a kezayis of the tarovis, not a kezayis of issa, Rabbeinu Tam is not even talking about that the issa is nimcha. You just have the tam there. As long as the tam of the issa is nirgash, then even if you only eat a kezias of the tarobes, you're going to get malchus. Because the heter is nefach lios issus. So although you didn't eat a kezias of the isser per se, you ate a kezias of the halachic isser, because the heter turned into isser. Rabbi Nachayim Cohen says it extra pras. He says that kezias b'chdei achilas pras normally is not a din in a chalos of a halacha. What is kezias b'chdei achilas pras? That's normally a din in what? In the maisa achila. How much do I have to eat to get malchus? To eat nevela, right? If a person has a piece of nevela in front of him, no tarabas at all. It's a piece of nevela in front of him. And he starts nibbling. He's nibbling, and then he's reading, and then he's talking to someone, and he nibbles more. How quickly does he have to eat that nevela to get malchus? That's normally what kezias b'chdei achilas pras means. It's a shear in what? It's a shear in the maisa achila. The maisa achila of a mitzvah, like matzah. The maisa achila of iser. How quickly do I have to eat this cheftza to be otzi the mitzvah? How quickly do I have to eat the cheftza to be chayiv malchus for the avera, for the maisa achila? That's what kezias b'chdei achilas pras normally means. Comes to Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen and says, by tam ke'ikar, kezias b'chdei achilas pras takes on extra meaning. Kezias b'chdei achilas pras is a shear in concentration of Issa. For the din tam ke'ikar to be chal avada, the Issa has to be no same tam into the heter. Avada. But the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says it has to be more than that. It can't just be that the Issa is no same tam into the heter. There has to be a special concentration of Issa v'soch heter. What's their concentration? So that it's kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. If you have tam plus kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you have enough Isser in this tarovas that the halacha of tam cake is going to be chal. Right, that's step one. That you have the tam and it's kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So it's the ratio, it's the concentration of isser to be mafil, to activate, to effect the din of tam cake. And now that the din of tam cake has been chal, what happened? What's the second prat to tam cake? Exactly. The heter is nefach liosis. The heter is nefach liosis. Once the din of tam cake is gone, the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says there's an extra prat to activate the din of tam cake. It's not enough just to have a nesinas tam. You need nesinas tam in a ratio. There has to be a concentration of the issa. Once you have that concentration of the Issa, Kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, the din tam kikar has been activated, and when the din tam kikar has been activated, that means heter is nefach lios isser. How much of the tarobas do I have to eat to get malchus? How much? How much of the tarobas do I have to eat to get malchus, Yeshua? Kazayas from the tarobas. I don't have to eat the kazayas of the isser anymore. Because din tam kikar has been activated, now the heter is nefach lios isser. So even if I don't eat actual isser, I've eaten halachic isser, and that's enough to get malchus. Questions? Yeshua?
According to this day, would he care if somehow the isser was more than shisha?
If the isser was more than shisha,
but as long as you're not eating isser, then
we're talking about a case where the isser is more than shisha. What do you mean? Meaning you don't have shisha connected to isser. Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that it's not batal b'shishim, but he's adding that not only is it not batal b'shishim, you have to have a concentration. I'll show you the board here. Let's say you have, I don't know, you have a vat, right? Okay? And you have a soup. Right? And you have an isser, right? There's a chaticha of isser that's going to fall in. So let's say, this is one, and let's say over here, you have 45 times that piece. I don't know if it's perfect in terms of the artistry, but you know, you can imagine. Well, let's say, I don't know, what do you think? How much heter is there? 30? 30? 25? Whatever, something like that. You can imagine. So it's not bottom of shishim. There is no shishim. It's not 60, it's 45. Right? But would you say you have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras over here? That when this thing falls in, so now, if I eat, so now we have this over here, this little piece over here. Let's say the piece itself is a kezias. Let's say the piece that fell in is a kezias. Not a big piece of me. It's a little kezias. Kezias hole. Right? So if I have a kezias hole in that tarovis, 45 pieces of heter, is that kezias b'chdei achilas pras? Because if I have 45 pieces of heter, it means I have 45 kezias of heter. Remember, a pras A pras is either three or four beitzim, because the kikar, the full loaf, is either eight or six beitzim, right? So if it's three or four beitzim, what is that? That's six or eight kezesim, right? Because we're assuming that there are two kezesim in each beitzim. Right? So you see clearly that there's a significant concentration that you need in order to have kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Kezayis bechdei achilas pras basically means that you're having a shear of iser falling in to a taroves that's 1 to 6 or 1 to 8, right? It's only 1 to 6 or 1 to 8, so that you're always going to have the kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Not only don't you have shishim, but you're only going to have about 6 heter connected to the kezayis that's falling in, or 8 heter connected to the kezayis that's falling in, so that you have that shear of kezayis bechdei achilas pras. So now it mixes in. It mixes in. And if you eat 6 kezayis or 8 kezayis, you're going to eat that kezayis of Issa. It's much, much less than shishim. Right? So that's the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen's actual chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, forget about it. Even if it's 1 into 45, as long as there's an Asinas Tam, and there will be an Asinas Tam because there's no shishim, there's an Asinas Tam. Then the Din of Tam Ke'ikar is activated, and then if you eat a, even if you eat a kezayis from the Tarobis, you're going to get malchus for that. Because the heter is never clear as Issa.
Yosef. You've heard of Chaim Cohen say that you wouldn't get malchus for this case? You wouldn't.
Right. If you do not have kezayis bechlei achilas pas, Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen would...
If you're not having that full kezayis of the issers, let's say that one piece kind of
dissipates in the soup. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says, forget about how much you're eating. The first question that you have to ask yourself is the din tam ke'ikar going to be activated? And if you don't have the shear of kezayis issa b'chdei achilas pras, there is no tam ke'ikar d'araisa. Midrabbanan, it might be also, but that's not d'araisa. The din of tam ke'ikar is not going to be chalad. So once the din of tam ke'ikar is not going to be chalad, it's not that fachlios. Isser. The head does not have a chlios isser. So then, eating kezayis of the tarobis is not going to. It's certainly not going to give you malchus anyway. The whole din of tam ke'ikah is not going to be chal. Even if midrabbanan, it's usser, but there's no malchus. There's no daraisa. There's no tam ke'ikah daraisa. Yeah.
So the shear of Rebbeinu Chaim Cohen is more nekel than.
Yeah. Yes. Rebbeinu Tam. Yeah, it's more kal because he says it's not enough just to have an asinas tam. You need an asinas tam in a ratio, a significant ratio, to activate the din of tam ke'ikah. Without that ratio, the whole din of tam ke'ikah, the rice is not going to be activated. With the ratio, then we throw the book at you. With the ratio, the din of tam ke'ikah, the rice is activated. And then what happens? What's the magic again? What's the magic, Josh? This is your line.
It's
a
little, I mean,
heter is the heter. Heter is the right.
So according to the Rebbeinu Tam, what's the shear of Asinas Tam? It's just
Asinas Tam is you don't have shishim. If you don't have shishim. If you don't have shishim, then there's the shear of Asinas Tam. Then the din tam ke'ikar is activated, Rebbeinu Tam holds. And once the din tam ke'ikar is activated, even without the ratio, you don't need a ratio, just need Asinas Tam. Once that din is activated, what happens then?
You got it.
I see, you got it, good. Right? The heter is nefach liyosisr. And then what? Just 1 second. And if the heter is nefach liyosisr, how much of the terubis do I have to eat to get malchus? See? Because I eat from the yisr. Exactly. Oh, this is it. It's a chaburin. Okay. Okay. Why don't we stop here? Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, we're gonna look at the rush. Okay, we're gonna look at the rush. It talks about Tam Ke'ikar in the context of Matzah, the Rosh and the Ramban. That's a further hemshech of this discussion. We'll look at the Rosh and the Ramban, and then we'll try to pedal back to Tosfos to add one more prat to the nature of the din of Tam Ke'ikar. And then hopefully we'll try to move on a little bit. In the next Mar Makoma sheet, I'm trying to figure out how much we're going to do now and how much we'll do after Yom.